This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. So the Penguins lose last night. That's really not an accurate way of describing it. The Penguins got eviscerated last night, down 3-0 after one. And Tristan Jarry gives up 4 goals on the first 11 shots. Would have been 5 out of 12 if they didn't overturn one of the goals on a ticky-tack offsides call. So the goalie, who we know stinks, stunk. The Penguins, who had problems giving up goals early and late in periods last year, did it 3 times in this game. Gave up a goal within the first 3 minutes, and then 2 goals within the final 3 minutes of the first period. Penguins, 29th-ranked power play in the league last year. They've started 0-for-3 now, and they've given up a shorthanded goal. So all the places where the Penguins were seemingly deficient last year, in one game, they were deficient in again. The Steelers, sitting here at 3-2, their offense last year. At this point, what was it, 17 points a game? Now it's 18 points a game.
Right.
So they're average and they're bad offensively. Think about the Pirates. 76 wins last year, 76 wins this year. What do all three of these franchises have in common? There are a lot of differences, fair enough, but what do these franchises all have in common, Dorm? What do you think?
They stink.
Yes. Yes.
What do they all have in common? The same philosophy. The same philosophy for years and many years. And the Penguins and the Steelers have found that philosophy and found themselves winning at one point, but they haven't changed. The Pirates don't know what their philosophy is, but they are not going to change, clearly.
Shelton back. GM Charrington back.
They fire Andy Haynes. The Penguins fire Todd Reirden.
Steelers fire Matt Canada.
Steelers fire Matt Canada. Scapegoats to the actual issues.
That's where I am, man. We talked about this during the offseason. When I was out for paternity leave, you talked to Pat Bostic about this. We were talking about it off air. You brought this up to me before the show. Like, this could be a little bit of a dark ages here for Pittsburgh sports, and it's because each of these franchises has been married to mediocrity, and it's not just that they're married to mediocrity. They don't see it that way, but there's a comfort in knowing, if you're Art Rooney II, Mike Tomlin is steering your ship. If you're the Fenway Sports Group, you love Mike Sullivan. And if you're the Pirates, now you're going into what, year 6? With Derek Shelton in Ben Cherington, how can you hope for things to change when your leadership stays the same? That's why I come in today. I feel defeated. You watched the Penguins last night, and again, it's one of 82 things I guess could change, but why would we expect it to change? You bring Tristan Jarry back. He was one of the big issues last year, has been 4 years, never won a playoff series. You handed him a bag of cash. Then he can't play down the stretch. When he's healthy, the backup's outplaying him. You bring him back. With the Steelers, I think they tried to change a lot this offseason from a roster standpoint, right? And you got rid of the offensive coordinator during the season last year. But the head man's the same and the philosophy's the same. And I'm so down because he's going to be here until he doesn't want to be here anymore. And he's a good coach and would go and have success someplace else. I have no doubt about that. But they found their ceiling now with Mike Tomlin. And without Ben Roethlisberger, it's 9-8. It's 10-7. It's getting your doors blown off in the playoffs. And they were even doing that with Ben. The Penguins haven't won a playoff series since 2018. But hey, nothing to see here. Mike Sullivan's the right guy. He's not going anywhere until he doesn't want to be here anymore. Nothing's going to change. When's the next time the Penguins are going to be good? I don't know.
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
The thing that bothers me is the mediocre mentality of all three teams. And the mediocre mentality meaning that the ownership of all three teams is okay with what being an owner does entail instead of winning. And what an owner entails is making money. And all three of these teams know that they have a vessel to make the money that makes them mediocre. So if you win, you lose, it doesn't matter because you know that you're going to sell tickets because of Paul Skeens. You know you're going to sell tickets because of Sidney Crosby, because of Evgeny Malkin, because of Chris Letang. You know you're going to sell tickets because they're the Steelers. They're the brand.
And you're going to be in it until the end of the season every year.
They're fine with it as long as they make money.
Yep.
And that's where they're all three of their mentalities are. You get tell me Fenway Sports Group wanted to acquire the Pittsburgh Penguins because they thought that they could have a winning franchise. No, they acquired because they know that 87 will make them money. They know that they have a brand. They don't, I mean, wins and losses, yeah, and that might go away. That does happen. I don't know if it will in Pittsburgh, but in some cities, you'll see a big-time brand go away because of losing. You will see that, but I don't know if that'll ever happen here in Pittsburgh because of who they have to sell them tickets.
Yeah, you figure you're Fenway Sports Group, you get the Penguins, and for the first fill-in-the-blank many years, you're going to have Sidney Crosby, and people are going to pay the price of admission to go watch that guy. And he's going to sell jerseys, and you kept the gang back together. Why? Because you know it was good enough to almost get you there last year. And I don't know that they're banking on getting there this year, but they're banking on being in it again. 1-82. Penguins last 2 years, they were a bubble team, so you were never really out of it at any point. Same with the Steelers. Never really out of it. And the Pirates, they view it as, let's get to the deadline, let's give ourselves a chance, let's be competitive. But competitive for them, apparently, is 76 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Two straight years, and you got the general manager coming up to the podium after the season saying, we've made strides. Well, the most important place to make strides would be the win-loss record. And you got Detroit with a 0.2% chance of making the playoffs, and here they are.
Doesn't matter.
It's very frustrating. And it's beyond frustrating. It's actually soul-sucking as a Pittsburgh sports fan right now, because I think very rarely the fans know better. I think in all these instances, the fans know better than who's running the organizations right now. Like, Arthur Smith, you and I were higher on that hire than anybody else was. Mike Tomlin still is the guy who has the mission statement. You still have to kowtow to his demands.
Right.
He still wants to play a certain way. And so, at best, the way that they want to win football games, you can do what Tennessee did a couple of years ago. And you can go to an AFC championship game. You're not winning a ring.
Mm-mm.
Baltimore's got a quarterback that's won two MVPs. Might be on his way to a third with the way he's playing right now. But they want to run the ball. They want to play defense. And in the playoffs, they've hit their head on the AFC championship ceiling. The way the Steelers want to play, best case scenario is, it doesn't win you a Super Bowl. They've raised the floor. The ceiling is the floor. They're touching each other.
Yep.
It's like one of those tiny houses. You wouldn't be able to fit in it, Dorian.
Nope.
And the Penguins, it's the same thing. The Penguins, you can at least explain away a little bit because they won three championships with their captain. two of them with the coach. I don't agree that you need to keep the coach, but I can at least entertain their argument. Their championship's more recent than the Steelers' most previous championship, which was, don't look now, in 2008. So I sit here and I wonder if any Pittsburgh sports fans that are listening right now are more optimistic about one franchise than the other, if they have any hope overall. And we're talking about the pro teams. Because right. Pitt's going in the right direction with football, obviously, sitting here at undefeated. The men's basketball program has some momentum. You got volleyball, a lot of good things going on at Pitt. But as far as pro in this town is concerned, do people have any kind of hope? If so, where's the hope? 412-928-9370.
And it's not even just the hope now, but the hope for the future. Like, to me, it's not even just about the hope this year or even next year. It's about 10 years. Like, can you see through a clear window where that there would be hope 5 years from now for any of these organizations? I mean, Sidney Crosby's going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Malkin's going to retire. Letang's going to retire. Skeens is going to be coming up on, you know, the end of his deal in 5 years. Are they really going to make the right moves and necessary moves to surround him in the next 5 years? I don't think so. The Steelers, what are they going to be? They're going to be a quarterback purgatory if they don't figure this situation out and have to go to the draft in a year or two and have another rookie quarterback that you missed on 2 years ago.
Who's the Steelers' best player in 3 years? Maybe T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt, yeah.
Who's their quarterback in 3 years? No clue.
No idea.
No clue.
Zero idea.
Who's the Penguins'
best player in 3 years? T.J.
Watt
probably will retire in 3 years, I guarantee. I guarantee that right now.
He's not a young guy. And if you're going to be hitting your head on 9-8 every year,
yeah.
Why are you risking your body? 412-928-9370. The phone lines are exploding right now. We got this tweet here from Zach, who is a regular listener of the show. He said, I went to bed last night thinking about what you guys are talking about. Love this segment very much. I don't love it, Zach. It's something that needs to be talked about, but I don't love it. Hey, Paul Skeens gives me the most hope out of any player on any of these three teams right now, because hockey's a young man's sport. I mean, they all really are. Your best defensive player being in, your best overall player, I should say, being an edge rusher ain't great for you in the NFL. You'd like that guy to be your quarterback. But with Skeens, we know what the budget's going to be, and it doesn't preclude you necessarily from winning. But you need to make the right moves within that budget, and Ben Cherington has now shown for 5 years that he can't. I'm looking, guys, for a bright spot. You know, even Pony last night tweeted, I don't have high expectations for the Penguins this year, but you get to watch Sid every night. That's what we've been reduced to.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with the Pirates. Like, okay, is it a Skeens day? Great. Is Jared Jones pitching? Okay, maybe it's worth watching in the second half of the year, but if they're not winning games, like one out of every fifth day, you make an appointment viewing. Other than that, not so much. So where are the silver linings? Where are the bright spots? What gives you hope, or do you have no hope? 412-928-9370. Nice, light morning show topic for all the people.
Just honest, though.
It is.
Just being honest. And you would love for these organizations to be honest with themselves, too, and make the appropriate moves to get out of what they're in right now and just kind of have a clear vision of reality. And that's where we're at. It is what it is.
Hooray. 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you all out there, the listeners, about this when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For you. Did you say Kurt Angle's walking around here somewhere?
Yeah, I think he's on with Larry.
Really?
That's what I assumed he was going. That's the direction he was headed.
Intensity, integrity, and intelligence. Three I's. Kurt Angle.
Uh-huh.
You know where he went to high school?
Mount Lebanon.
That's right. You think he learned the three? You think he learned the three I's there?
No.
What up, Callis?
I thought he went to... Maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I don't know. What you're talking about.
Where do you think he went?
The only reason Doran paused was because he knew I was going to take satisfaction out of the words that were about to come out of his mouth.
Never mind.
Thank you.
Good. Where did you honestly think that he went to high school? Green Tree High? Where?
I thought one of his relatives then or something went to Keystone Oaks because...
One of his relatives?
I've heard stories
I got
before.
Relatives that went to Keystone Oaks. Yeah, relatives that go all over the place, went all over the place. Laurel Highland.
Yeah.
Hampton. Whole deal. All right. Kurt Angle's brought in so many people. Americans, Mount Lebanites, joy. Pittsburgh pro sports right now not bringing a ton of joy. We were up in the clouds at 3-0. There was talk on the station. Could they start 9-0? I even said, can they challenge the Ravens for division superiority? Or supremacy would be the word I'm looking for, and the answer right now looks like no. Penguins start a new season yesterday, and it looks like they picked up game 83 of last year. Isn't that what it looked like? It looked like the next game, and just slap it on the end of last season, yeah. Everyone would have believed it. Power play stunk, goalie stunk, bad start, bad end of the period, D-zone problems. And we're asking, guys, what gives you a glimmer of hope right now in Pittsburgh sports? Pro sports. Can we talk about Pitt? Pitt's doing good stuff right now. Let's start with Dave in North Huntington. Join the pity party, Dave. What's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, I got to thank Doran for finally comparing Art with the other loser owners in this town. I'm sorry. The difference between the Steelers right now is Art. Dan and his predecessors were football guys. The Steelers were important to them. They wanted to win. Art's a businessman, just like Nutting and everybody else. He just lets it go. He's making money. He's happy. And this town, people need to realize it, and for some reason, they don't want to believe it because it's the glorified Steelers.
Thank you, Dave. You're not seeing any positive trends.
The only positive trends is the history and the stability of Art. And, you know, his family, those are the only positive trends. Like, they have won, you know, underneath this, you know, underneath Art, underneath his family, underneath the Rooney family. Like, when the Penguins haven't won underneath Fenway Sports Group.
Mm-mm.
The Pirates haven't clearly have won.
Right.
So, I mean, I wouldn't compare Art to the other ownership. That's not really what I was trying to do. But the mediocrity mentality is the same right now.
And their unwillingness to change, I think, is the biggest thread that runs through all.
That too, yes.
And you don't really even have a name to associate with the Fenway Sports Group. Not really.
Mm-mm.
Like, who talks?
Don't know.
Right?
Do they have somebody here?
It's just that Kyle Dubas. Question.
Yeah.
And it just feels like rudderless leadership. But they want to keep Sully. Steelers are keeping Tomlin. As we go into next year with the Pirates, it's going to be the same manager in Derek Shelton and the same general manager in Ben Charrington. And there have not been positive results where you can say, okay, they're reaching a crescendo. Last year actually was a step in the right direction for the Pirates. They won 76 games. They had the good start. They actually finished 32-30, and you knew Paul Skeens would come into the fold, and you thought, okay, you could see it. I would have said last offseason for the Pirates, the next team to contend would be the Pirates.
Yes.
And they're in exactly the same place. And you watch the Penguins last night, they look to be in exactly the same place. I think the Steelers at least went for it this offseason to make change. You get a new OC. You get two new quarterbacks. You pay a lot of money to Patrick Queen. You spend money into Sean Elliott. They trade Deontay Johnson because that guy wasn't helping you win. They tried to change, but if the philosophy is the same, you can only change so much. Paul on the South Side. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. I got a few things. First, about the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, you know, he reminds me of the young kid goes to college. His dad's a millionaire. As long as he gets C's, he's okay. Daddy keeps giving him the money, so he sits tight. You know, he's a happy man. All he does, he spends more time on his soliloquies at press conference than he does prepping for football.
It's the soliloquies. I agree with you, Paul. That's not a bad analogy, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it earlier.
It's comfortable.
Pat Narduzzi goes 3-9. Ain't no college football coach going 3-9 and feeling comfortable. So he says, my philosophy, I want to win with defense. We want to run the ball. That's why Cignetti's here. We're going to ground and pound. We're going to control the clock. My defenses are always good and get better. No. 3-9. So you know what? Let's go with the complete 180 opposite. That's legitimate accountability.
Yep.
Seriously. And I think Narduzzi deserves, and we talked about this too, a ton of credit for saying my way wasn't working. I'll still have my fingerprints all over the defense, and they'll get better as the season goes on. That's what I do. But I'm going to let someone else come in, a youngster who is like this little chihuahua running around without a collar on, and I'm going to let him call the offense, and I'm okay with being uncomfortable. That's what accountability does. And instead of letting Mike Tomlin go into one final season and be a lame duck coach and have to earn the next contract, 10-7 and getting your butt whooped in the playoffs earned him that next contract. So why change your philosophy? There's no incentive to change it. There's no fear of losing your job. That's an important thing. Like, we want to get ratings. I want to keep my butt in this seat, understanding the opportunity that I have for as long as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
You got to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Steve in the car. Hi.
Hey, gentlemen. Three things in terms of team direction. When they had a sell-off, Gensel, the Penguins should have finished selling off everything else and be super rich right now with high draft picks to rebuild.
Can't disagree,
the Pirates,
man.
Okay, well, let me go to the next one. The Pirates, they need to collude with the other small market teams, cooperate to get together and work to change Major League Baseball, to change the sport, to operate the way the other ones do with a floor and a ceiling on the ceiling cap. Revenue sharing and make every team equitable, have a chance to win. The Steelers are fine. They have a chance this year to still actually, they have time to get another receiver, and Russell Wilson's coming back. That team could end up being good. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, if they got Devontae Adams and Mike Tomlin allowed whether it's Russ or Justin Fields to start throwing a little bit, that would present a glimmer of hope. That would be what we're kind of talking about here.
Uh-huh.
That would be a change.
Uh-huh.
They haven't thrown it since the heyday of Ben. And if you got Adams and you had Pickens and Freiermuth and the line starts to gel and you would open it up a little bit, yeah, I do think that would get people around here excited. But I don't know if that'd be the case.
I don't even know if that's going to happen.
And then there's that.
They put themselves in this position.
That was quite the soliloquy from our last caller. Small market baseball, never going to happen, bud.
Never.
Never going to happen.
Nope.
I hate to be this guy. Never going to happen. They don't want a salary cap. They're getting the revenue sharing money. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about the Pirates. All these small market teams are okay with the way things are operating because a lot of these small market teams are also winning too.
Right.
I look at Cleveland. Detroit. I look at Detroit. They're playing in a series. I look at the Royals giving the Yankees everything that they can handle. I mean, I even look at the Padres as a smaller market team, but their owner just still pours the money into that because you're allowed to do that too. So you're never going to have that happen. There will never, ever be a salary cap in Major League Baseball, much as it pains me to say it. Jeff, others waiting online at 412-928-9370. I think this is good catharsis for everyone involved. We'll talk to you guys around the corner. And then a Steelers topic you brought up yesterday, Doran, that I wanted to spend more time on today. We'll at least touch on it coming up next. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Any objection to me saying it's James Franklin?
Nope.
All right, there you go. Social media's biggest loser. All of our sports teams kind of caught in mediocre land or worse. So they're all kind of big losers. And we are airing our grievances right now. Penguins come back last night, look the same. Steelers at 3-2, offensive problems look the same. Pirates go 76 wins each of the last 2 years. So we're all kind of stuck in the mud. And we're venting. And Jeff in Acme, PA, joining us today.
How are you?
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. I watched what happened to the Steelers in the 70s and 80s, and it's happening to the Penguins right now. They had superstars. They had Super Bowls, and now they have Stanley Cups. And they didn't plan on the future, and they banked that the superstars could get them over the line one last time, and they can't. You just are dealing with the person and the team. They don't want to face reality. They're hoping to go back to the glory days, and what we see when they go back to the glory days is what we see with the Pirates, that every 25 years, 40 years, 50 years, we celebrate what was instead of what's coming. That's what's happening to the Penguins. We're going to deal with this for the next whatever number of years until they can't get over the fact that who they have, they're not who they were, and they're not able to carry this cup anymore. That's it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Do you think that if Mario was still in charge of the team, that he would have made the appropriate moves or had the vision to part ways with some of the other guys outside of Crosby? Or do you think that he would be stuck in this thought process of, you know, having the glory days be the team right now?
I think he'd still have Sid, Gino, and Letang.
I know.
For sure. Because I think the Yager thing still bums him out the way that that divorce happened.
Mm-hmm.
And his close personal relationship with Sid, and Sid wants Malkin and Letang, I think it would still be the same. I get so caught with the Crosby thing. Because I want him so badly to finish his career here, but if they had traded him and Malkin and Letang and just blew the whole thing up, I don't think I would have complained about it. Like, you know they're not going to win a championship. They're not going to win a championship with Crosby again. Malkin was saying to Josh Yoey just the other day, he wants to stick around until they get at least back to the playoffs. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it at all. And so what's the point? Doug Whaley's talked to us about this. What's your championship vision?
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Dubas has been tasked with trying to keep the band somewhat together, but also build for the future. You can't have your foot on both sides of the fence. You absolutely can't. And then as far as the Steelers are concerned, I think they tried for change this offseason. But to our last caller's point, you know, they used to know when to move on from guys. And that more fits in line with what we were talking about with the Penguins. But Paul Amalo, they retired him. Like, they retired Bruce Arians. Now, wrong time. They retired James Harrison, like, when maybe he still had some more meat on the bone there. They got rid of, moved off of Joey Porter, and then Joey Porter goes to Miami, has 17 sacks, but they had a guy right there behind him in mm-hmm. James Harrison. Like, they always used to be famous for moving on from guys at the appropriate time. And you're not seeing that with the Penguins here, certainly. And you keep running it back, and you expect different results. It ain't going to happen. I did want to bring up a Steelers topic that you brought up yesterday. All the offseason questions, they haven't answered one. Not one. I think I feel better about Justin Fields than I did coming into the year. That's one. Do I know if he's a franchise quarterback? No. So if that was your question, you don't have an answer to that. But how's Patrick Queen going to look on the defense? Well, mixed returns and a lot of not so good. Do they have a number two wide receiver? Play it out. See. No. How about slot corner? Play it out. See. No. What's Arthur Smith going to look like? Well, kind of like the same. All the questions coming into the year through five games remain questions now. If not, the answers are bad.
Yes. Running back. I mean, you can go through the whole thing.
You really can. I didn't want to go through the whole thing. I went through a lot of it. And so that's where you are with the Steelers.
The only question that you have somewhat answered thus far is center.
Yeah.
And that was a big hole last year with Mason Cole.
Yeah.
And you had to address that.
But, I mean, even right tackle.
Right.
Right, like, what's Troy Faltano? They believe in him, but he's...
He's not here. He's not available.
He's not here, not going to develop. What's Broderick Jones?
Broderick Jones, right.
You can't... Nobody can feel better about Broderick Jones right now than they did coming into the year.
No chance.
You might feel worse. Dan Moore's played well. I don't know that solves anything. That only kind of adds more questions when the end of the season would come. You know, they paid Pat Freiermuth, and he hasn't had great numbers. Is that his fault? Is it a function of the offense? Like, all the conversations we can be having right now about the Steelers are the ones we could have done leading into week one of the season.
Yep.
It kind of tells you exactly where we are. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Coming up next, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Last 45 minutes or so, just talking about the sad state of affairs at Pittsburgh sports right now. And I just want to see the Steelers win on Sunday. The Steelers win on Sunday, a lot of the vibes, they shift. It's just a happier state of being. It doesn't change the long-term projections we're talking about here in the state of the franchise, but we probably wouldn't be talking about it if they get to 4-2 and maybe Justin Fields plays well. And the Steelers do have some luck now, I think. And it's sad to say this, but Aiden O'Connell's going to start at quarterback. That's a break. That helps you. I think that guy stinks. And I don't think Gardner Minshew's God's gift to quarterbacking or footballing, Doran, but he did go 18 for 28 for 215, three touchdowns, and a quarterback rating of 123.4 against them last year. I'll take that guy, Aiden O'Connell, over Gardner Minshew every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So go take care of business. Now, that being said, was Dallas banged up when they walked up in here?
They sure were.
Mm-hmm. Was Indianapolis banged up?
Yep.
So you're banged up too, but you're favored. You're better. Just go beat them. Just go beat them. Get the vibes going in the right direction. And Penguins, go beat Detroit tonight. Just go. I don't want to. You imagine sitting here at 0-2 and you got 7-9 on the road. Like, at least fool us for a bit this year, right?
I mean, last night was awful.
You couldn't ask for a worse start.
No, every single way. I mean, awful. I actually couldn't believe it. But I could believe it at the same time. Like, what do you expect? Different results whenever everything's the same?
People are talking about how good the third line was, Dorn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, real good. How many points? How many goals did they score?
I'm going to have to check. I'm going to say probably none.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We did see Malkin and Crosby on the same line together a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't mind that. You know why they had to do that? Because Crosby's line mates currently are Drew O'Connor and Anthony Beauvillier.
Yes.
Beauvillier, hell of a nice guy, joined us on the morning show. But you think Crosby's thrilled about playing next to Drew O'Connor and Anthony Beauvillier?
Well, I think
in year number 20.
I think this might be a little bit of the reason why that contract thing went so long. I don't know. Probably people have said opposite of it just was going to get done, you know.
Way earlier.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, it did take a lot longer than expected. I'm sure that there were some discussions of a lot of things.
I think it's about years. I think it's about, like, how long do I want to be here?
Yeah, because it's situations like this.
Exactly. Exactly right.
He knows what's going on. He knows who he has to play next to. He knows that nothing changed from last year to this year. He ain't stupid.
You don't think Rutger McGroarty coming in changed his mind at all about the state of the franchise?
No.
So hopefully they win tonight. When you win, you feel good, and you don't have these conversations. Doesn't mean the big picture, the sky isn't falling, but at least for that night, that day, Dorn, you feel good. So win tonight, get some good vibes going. Steelers, take care of Aiden O'Connell and company.
Christian
Wilkins out, too.
If they don't,
you're not just in a world of trouble a year from now. You're in a world of trouble now. And we've talked so much about this. I think the Penguins and the Steelers are in a very similar spot from a start perspective. Penguins, you ain't young. So when your bodies start to wear down late in the season, I'm not expecting your best. I know they played better down the stretch last year. I'm not expecting that again. Steelers, we know what the back half of the schedule looks like for you. Doesn't look quite as daunting, still not easy, and you're probably not that good. You need to beat the Raiders. You need to beat the Giants at home. Starts on Sunday. Hand it over to Starkey?
Yep.
We're going to hand it over to Starkey. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at the here and the now. We'll do a lot of Raiders preview, look ahead to Pitt's matchup against Cal. General hijinks shall follow. Starkey up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 62.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.